And I love the words of that song where at that first point it says, my soul sing to you. Is that how it says it? I forgot. I might have to go back. Sing my soul, okay? But it reminds me of the psalm where David is saying, telling himself, my soul will praise the Lord. Because there is that part in there where we're coming in from all kinds of different things that happened this week. Some of you have had a really smooth week, and it's easy for you to sit down and just thank God for what he's done. Some of you have had so many distractions. This is the first time you've really sat down to be still all week. And we choose whether or not we're going to say, my soul will sing to the Lord. My thoughts are going to be focused on him. I will praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord. I will count my blessings and be grateful for what God has done. And we always take this little part of our service and we let somebody voice the heart of how we all want to come to worship. And how many of you would say, sometimes it's hard to get in that frame of mind. I have to tell myself, stop and think of who God is and what he's done so that I'm ready to worship. So I'm going to ask Lulu just to stand up. And Lulu, just tell us today why you are grateful to God.
Well, a few weeks ago, Sean was talking about small groups, and God put it on my heart to share. And I just also want to share real quick. This last Wednesday, I feel like Satan was attacking me, and it was right before small group. And I started thinking, he didn't want me to speak today. But I just want to thank God for putting me in a small group. I just love Wednesday nights. It's my favorite night of the week now. And when Sean talks about it, it reminds me of when I used to be the one that would kind of cringe or duck or shy away. I didn't want anybody to know I wasn't in a small group because I was intimidated to find a small group. And now that I've found one, I just know even on a bad Wednesday when I'm feeling like just getting in bed, I know if I can just make it here and have the fellowship with the wonderful ladies I've met, that I'll go home feeling wonderful.
Well, that is great. And, you know, it is what God does. He brings us when his spirit fills us, we've got love, we've got peace, we've got joy. All of a sudden, we can start acting with patience and gentleness and stuff, which is hard to do when you don't have love, peace, and joy. Would you agree? And God saved us out of the loneliness of all the struggles of this world into his family. And a lot of people are just like you. The first time that you step in to really grabbing hold of your brothers and sisters and really digging in and trying to share, what is God really telling me? How is God leading me? What does God want me to do? And you know, you start actually living real life with your brothers and sisters, you start to realize, hey, this really is a family. There are people who pray for me. There are people who love me. There are people who encourage me. And it does fill you with joy. It energizes you because the Spirit of God is in each one of us. And, you know, I don't have everything I need and know everything I need to encourage and keep me doing everything God wants. I need some input from God through other sources. And so, you know, actually, it's kind of neat. Lulu asked, she's the first person who's ever asked. Usually I just go by and say, hey, will you share why you're thankful? She's the first person who ever asked and said, I have something I want to share because I'm so grateful to God for what he has done in my life and my family's life through bringing me into the family of God where I actually am really in it. And I'm not just sitting by him. I'm in the family of God. And so that's something great to be thankful for, and thank you for sharing that.
I have one more thing.
Go ahead.
Everybody always says how welcoming we are on Sunday mornings and how it seems like family, but when you plug into a small group, you really get to know people personally, and you really, really do feel like you become a family with them.
Boy, that is such a great point. And I have had several conversations with people you know, what you see when people go out and greet is you see the heart that they want you to experience that God has given you. And I've had several people over the past couple of years who've come to my office and said, hey, you know, I see everybody else connected and I see everybody else engaged and I want that, you know, but I feel like I'm so alone. And I'll always quote the verse in Proverbs that says, a man that would have friends must show himself friendly. And if you sit and you wait for someone to come and you're sitting there and you're thinking, hey, I really want people to care. I really want people to be involved. But you don't extend yourself out and connect with people. You know, because of God's mercy, you may have one or two people that really connect with you. But if you want to be connected in the family and be surrounded by brothers and sisters that care you, that responsibility is on you. It's not God's responsibility to bring people who are there for you when they don't even know what you need. If you want God to meet your needs through the family of God, you have to connect in there and make the connections that God can work through and trust that he will. And that's really what you're saying. I'm so glad that you said, I have one more thing, because that's important. We're really as engaged as we choose to be. And it is a little fearful to do that, but it is well worth it. And I can see the smiles on the faces of people who have stepped out and done that, and they feel the same way that you do. They are so glad that God has really given them all kinds of brothers and sisters.